Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day for Donald Trump because there is a brand new poll that shows that the former president has just reached all-time highs with important segments of the electorate, with black and Hispanic voters. That's featured in the Washington Post, what to make of it. And then over at Fox News, they report that the biggest story of Hispanic Heritage Month, which began last Friday, is that Hispanics are coming home to the Republican Party. So what is going on, and will this be a long-term change, or is it just a reflection of some of the current frustrations with the Biden administration? Nobody better to talk to about that or a range of issues than my friend Ruben Navarrete, who is a nationally syndicated columnist with the Washington Post Writers Group. He is writer of the Navarrete Nation newsletter at Substack and a regular contributor to Spectrum News One in Los Angeles and a contributor to the Daily Beast and more. He is also the host of the podcast Ruben in the Center. In other words, he's a busy guy. Ruben, what about that idea that at the moment the Hispanic vote, which in the last election went 65% voted for Biden, and this time in a race between Biden and Trump, it's 50% to 40%. So it's probably enough of a difference between the Biden getting 65% or getting only 50%. If he had gotten only 50% of the Hispanic vote, he wouldn't have won the election, would he?
No, it would have been very doubtful. Michael, so good to be back with you on this show. There's a few things going on here with the story. One is, and you're right, it's significant. Once Trump starts getting beyond the 30%, 35 to 40%, then you're in sacred territory. Then you're in Ronald Reagan territory. I won't often use the names Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump in the same sentence because I don't think they're in the same league. But Reagan got 40% of the Latino vote in 1984 against Walter Mondale in his reelection. And Mondale just, you know, lost the campaign. You can't sacrifice 40% of a constituency that you think is in your back pocket. So once Trump starts getting to 40%, as these polls show him inching toward, it's historic. It's also big trouble for Biden and the Democrats. Here's why it's happening. Joe Biden started off on very weak footing with Latinos. As you recall, at the end, it was Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden at the finish line. And Joe Biden did very well with African Americans, Bernie Sanders with Latinos. Joe Biden never really had a strong outreach message to Latinos. To the Latino community, he did a few things here along the line, symbolic things here, but never really had any kind of message to reach out to them, not economically, not on inflation, even on immigration, which is sometimes seen as a signature issue for Latinos. He didn't do anything. And in fact, get this, Michael, he photocopied a whole bunch of Trump policies. Everything that Republicans say about how Joe Biden has, quote, opened the border, that's nonsense. He has photocopied a lot of Trump policies. And so certainly Latinos are scratching their heads saying, wait a minute, we supported this guy because we didn't like Trump, and now he became Trump on the border. So that was definitely an opening, and it seems like Donald Trump has seized on that opening, and he's doing really well with Latinos.
But he's also has not echoed Vivek Ramaswamy, who's quickly becoming my least favorite candidate out there. Vivek Ramaswamy wants to change the U.S. Constitution to take away birthright citizenship, and he's also talked about deporting the children of undocumented immigrants who may have lived here for a long time, and even with those children having been born in the United States. What about Ramaswamy? Have any of the other Republicans actually gotten up to criticize him for that position?
You know, Ramaswamy does get on my bad side as well. It's ironic that he went to Harvard College like I did, didn't learn American history there. Then he went to Yale Law School where you went. And when he was at Yale Law School where you went, he didn't study the Constitution. So this is great. You know, this is really a great advertisement for your alma mater and mine, because he is like the dumbest, well-educated person I can think of. And one of them, he's talking about how it's sacred that we adhere to the Constitution, but he'll wipe his feet on the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment says very plainly that if you are born on U.S. soil, even if you're born to an undocumented immigrant, you're a U.S. citizen. If you have a problem, take it up with the Constitution and the 14th Amendment. And he said basically he'll steamroll over that. He told NBC News in an interview, yeah, we'll deport the entire family. And the interviewer was dumbstruck by this. He thought, I'm going to give you a couple chances to clarify. You don't mean that you're going to deport the U.S.-born children who are U.S. citizens. There's not really room for them on the bus, is there? And he goes, yes, we're going to deport them as well. We're going to keep the family intact. So, yes, you're right. Donald Trump is shrewd enough not to aggravate, more than he has to, a constituency that he's going to be courting. We're going to get to a very strange place where Vivek Ramaswamy is seen to be several clicks to the right of Donald Trump on immigration.
Well, and on a number of things, and he's, I think also, like Trump, promised to finish the wall, whatever that means, in day one, which is...
The wall is another strange issue. And Michael, the wall is another strange issue because Joe Biden is himself finishing the wall. There's another great example. The wall was in disrepair, so the Biden administration didn't do what Latinos wanted him to do, which is just don't repair it, just let it wither. Or tear it down even better. Oh, no, that's just what Joe Biden promised he would do, you know, when he ran for office, right, and got those Latino votes. Instead, he goes down there, Mayorkas goes down there, Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, and they repair the wall. Look at the optics of the Biden administration repairing the Trump wall. And then if you ask me, well, why is Biden not doing better with Hispanics? Gee, I don't know.
Why are Hispanics opposed to the wall? I mean, even the wall that exists so far. And of course, let's be clear. Trump has not built a wall over a substantial part of the border. That's right. He's covered maybe a fourth of the border with new wall or replacement wall. But in any event, I've never understood the passion on either side of that issue. Why would people be strongly opposed to the wall?
You know, when you really press Latinos, they'll say that was probably their least non-favorite idea. You want to get them worked up into a lather, talk to them about deporting kids who are born in the U.S.
Right.
That's a deal breaker, right? But the wall is not a deal breaker. But here's what Latinos object to. Like African Americans, like Asian Americans, like Jews, like every other constituency you can think of, our friends in the LGBTQ community, any group you can think of, they don't like being played with. They don't like being told one thing to get their vote, and then you backtrack off of that, and suddenly you break that promise. Look what happened with gays in the military and Bill Clinton, right? There are people out there who still hold a grudge against Bill Clinton for stabbing them in the back on that issue. And here's what Latinos are responding to. They're saying, okay, Joe Biden, you wanted my vote, and I was with Bernie, but I left Bernie to go for you against Trump, and you said you would not build another foot of wall. Instead, you went down there and repaired the wall and started building new sections of it, and then you try to spin it. So what they're responding to, Michael, is being played with. It's not Latinos are in favor of the wall or against the wall. They just don't want to be messed with anymore, you know? And a lot of constituencies feel that way. They're tired of politicians. That's why you have so many people declaring independence. So many people like you and me don't feel comfortable in either party anymore because people get tired of being played with, lied to. You get my vote, and then you break your promise.
Okay, when we come back, and I hope we can spend just a few minutes more, I know you have to run to the airport, but one of the things I think that's worth talking about is how this change in Hispanic voters is undermining a favorite right-wing theory about the future of the country. We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
There's a headline over at Fox News. It says Hispanics are running away from Democrats. Bidenomics is making things even worse. And showing that right now, Biden's lead among Hispanic voters is down to 50% to 40%. That changes everything. And what they... Alfredo Ortiz, who is head of the Job Creators Network, is cited on Fox as saying, quote, this polling destroys the media narrative that Republicans are a racist party. I think that's true. But then he says it debunks Democrats' great replacement theory, which posits that America's increasing number of minorities and immigrants will inevitably generate an enduring Democrat majority. The thing that I disagree with there, and I'm joined by my friend Ruben Navarrete, syndicated columnist, host of the very entertaining podcast Ruben in the Center. What strikes me about that is he says the Democrats' great replacement theory. I mean, the main figure that I know who is identified with the great replacement theory, at least in this country, is Tucker Carlson, who's not a Democrat, and basically saying that all of these Latino immigrants have been deliberately allowed into the country or coming into the country in order to increase Democratic power. And I think that the comment made by Ortiz is right, that the whole idea of this much more even polling, it sort of throws the great replacement theory into the dumpster, doesn't it?
Michael, it does, and you're right. It is typically the right wing that pushes this idea that somehow all these immigrants are coming in, they're going to displace and replace people. You see that, you know, I can't forget the tiki torches. You know, you think about what happened, was in Charlottesville, and they're saying, you know, Jews will not replace us, as you recall. And so this is an old story. I mean, if you go back 100 years, this the fear that the Italians were coming in, taking jobs from, you know, the WASP and pushing them aside, and that ultimately the Italians and the Irish would join the Democratic Party. They did for a generation. But where's that going now? Now, all of a sudden, by the time Reagan comes along in 1980, he's peeling off substantial amounts of Irish support, Italian support, people who were former Democrats who were going over to Reagan, who himself was a former Democrat, right? And famously said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. And so given enough time, it seems like the Latinos are actually speeding things up because they are really ripe for the picking in terms of Republicans. If you come to them with the right message, which is, let me give an example. I listen to your show. When I'm not on your show, I have the great joy of listening to your show, Michael, on the podcast. And you were talking not long ago about Glenn Youngkin. Okay, so Glenn Youngkin is an interesting figure because he managed to get elected governor of Virginia without playing the immigrant demagogue card. Wow, there is a substantial immigrant population in Virginia. But wow, you know, I spend so much time looking at Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and people who say boo and scare me and be afraid of immigrants. And Glenn Youngkin, all he did was get elected across the board, lots of different ethnic groups, as part of a ticket that included an African-American woman and a Latino as well. And so the point is, you don't have to be afraid. We mean you no harm. We come in peace. Just like the Irish, the Italians, the Jews. Now it's the Mexicans. We come in peace. We don't want to take over the pie. We just want a piece of the pie, and then we'll help make you a new one.
Well, the only question about that is when you say we come in peace, the next thing you're supposed to say in a science fiction movie is take me to your leader. And right. There's a real question on that one for Republicans. It's Alfredo Ortiz of the Job Creators Network has another point that I think you will like and agree with. He says another reason for the shift to the GOP, Hispanics are disproportionately entrepreneurial, and Republicans are the pro-entrepreneurship party. And then he has some numbers in here that are just incredible about the median net worth of self-employed Hispanics, in other words, Hispanic entrepreneurs. It is much higher. It's $174,920. Than the median net worth of the average whites. So, yes. Again, you're not talking, I mean, people have the idea because most people, when they arrive here, come as relatively poor. But the idea that Hispanics equal poverty, that's yesterday's news, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Latina, you know, women entrepreneurs in the Latino community really lead the pack there. I love what Reagan said to Lionel Sosa back in the 80s when Sosa came to him, the guru of Hispanic advertising, and said, "Mr. President, I'm going to get Latinos to vote Republican." And he said, Reagan said back to Sosa, and I heard this from Sosa directly, he said, "You don't have to convince Hispanics to vote Republican. They already are Republican. They just don't know it." Right? And so it was always a very short walk from the Latino community to the Republican Party. The problem is there's all these people out there who have not listened to Michael Medved. They should have listened to Michael Medved and to Ruben Navarrete all these years when we told them, don't be an idiot. Don't be a racist. Don't be a nativist. Don't say that, you know, Ruben's grandfather came here as a drug trafficker and as a criminal, right? So once you get rid of the anti-Semitism, you get rid of the racism, you get rid of the nativism, and all of the terrible isms, and you just bring in someone like Glenn Youngkin, he just gives you the straight deal. He says, the inflation's been bad to Latinos under Biden. Our foreign policy's a mess. Latinos serve in the military at a higher rate than anyone else. Crime, homelessness, these are all problems that hurt Latinos. Latino entrepreneurship, we want lower taxes, less government regulation. Just get the isms out of the way and stop playing those games for those cheap thrills. And what do we talk about? Vivek Ramaswamy, right? For every Glenn Youngkin, there's a Vivek Ramaswamy. So if you come back to me later and say, "Well, Ruben, you said the Latinos were ready to vote Republican, and we've nominated Vivek Ramaswamy, and we couldn't get Latinos to vote for our nominee. What gives?" Well, choose more carefully.
I think Vivek would have problems with, it's not one group or another group. I think he's a problematic potential candidate. Speaking of which, I know that looking over the Republican candidates, there is some momentum these days for Nikki Haley. That's a good 100%. Thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've heard you say nice things about her as well. I think this too. You've got a very dangerous world. She is head and shoulders above the crowd on either Republican or Democratic side in terms of foreign policy, in terms of foreign policy experience. And the only people out there who've been president, Biden and Trump, haven't done a very good job of their foreign policy. So Nikki Haley, she notices this. You'll notice every time she gives a speech in Iowa, no matter what the question is about, inflation or whatever, she turns it to foreign policy. She knows that's her strong suit. And somebody said recently, I think it was Semaphore, the nuclear Semaphore, they said she's run a pitch-perfect campaign. Wow, how often do we hear that? She's doing really well.
Well, read Ruben's new newsletter at Substack. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. A bon voyage to you, Ruben, and a great, great pleasure to speak with you, and I hope we will speak again soon. Coming back, a tough time for conspiracy theorists. Why? Two big developments in the news. We'll get to them coming up.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. The hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. Attorney General Merrick Garland defended the Justice Department against accusations of political bias.
Our job is to pursue justice without fear or favor. Our job is not to do what is politically convenient.
He emphasized his independence, stating, "I'm not the president's lawyer," during his testimony today before the House Judiciary Committee. Stellantis is laying off 68 employees effective immediately as a result of the continuing auto worker strike. They said in a statement the layoffs are temporary and due to storage constraints, as they are running out of space to store parts. John Schaefer, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the MedVet show, I mentioned two conspiracy theories that got some bad news that I think are going to seriously undermine belief in some of those theories. One of them involves a lawyer who you may remember. He got a great deal of publicity as part of the Stop the Steal movement. He is a very, very enthusiastic supporter of Donald Trump. His name is Lynn Wood. He's based in Georgia, very flamboyant individual. He is described as an attorney and a vocal supporter of former President Donald Trump. It turns out he has flipped. As they say in a headline in CNBC, a conspiracy theorist lawyer Lynn Wood has flipped on Trump. He's one of those guys who believed that the voting machines were all rigged, and he made the case that the voting machines were rigged and that they were pulling levers in Libya and Italy and elsewhere, controlling votes so that people would vote for Donald Trump, but it would register as a vote for Joe Biden. In any event, Lynn Wood has appeared as a witness for the Atlantic District, Atlanta area, Fulton County District Attorney, Fonnie Willis, in her charge against President Trump regarding trying to overturn his election loss in Georgia. This is amazing. He has already testified before Fonnie Willis's grand jury, and Wood told CNBC that he had previously testified to a Georgia grand jury investigating Trump pursuant to a material witness subpoena. Now, this is exactly what you expect to happen in a big case like this, where there are so many suspects, there are so many defendants, there are 19, And the idea that Lynn Wood testified for the district attorney and be in front of the grand jury as a material witness, this is probably an indication who will be part of the upcoming trial. There is another conspiracy theory, which was advanced very prominently by Tucker Carlson, who we just mentioned. Remember the story of Ray Epps? There was a great deal of focus on him. I've had phone calls about him. I've had letters about him. Ray Epps was somebody who's never, ever worked for the government in any capacity other than his service in the Marine Corps. And he served with some distinction in the Marine Corps. He has never been a part of the CIA. He has never been a secret government agent. But they are now reporting that Ray Epps, the man who became the face of one of the most virulent conspiracy theories following January 6th insurrection, pleaded guilty today to one misdemeanor charge related to the riot. Epps was charged yesterday with a misdemeanor count of disorderly or disruptive conduct on restricted grounds related to his activities at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Following the riot, Epps became a target of right-wing conspiracy theorists and media figures, most notably former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who helped spread the false report that Epps was a federal agent planted in the crowd to stoke chaos among nonviolent protesters. Now, if that were true, if he were a federal agent, he would say so and immediately get out of this problem of having to plead guilty, which he did today, for a misdemeanor charge related to the riot. Now, a misdemeanor charge probably doesn't mean a long prison term or even a major fine, but it certainly is something that Epps is not going to want on his record. But he has now agreed to that because he was there and he was, in fact, recorded on tape urging some of the demonstrators to go ahead and storm the Capitol building. There's also this brand new news from a CNN poll of New Hampshire voters just released. The way that they classify the news on CNN, Ron DeSantis received some tough news today with the publication of a CNN poll of New Hampshire voters. DeSantis, who was once considered the most serious rival to former President Donald Trump, is currently in fifth place in New Hampshire. Here's what the numbers look like. Trump remains the clear favorite in New Hampshire with 39%, but that's, by the way, much less than national numbers. National numbers show Trump well above 40%, and in some cases above 50%. But he's a favorite of 39% of the voters in New Hampshire, followed by Vivek Ramaswamy with 13%, Nikki Haley with 12%, and Chris Christie with 11%. DeSantis bringing up the rear at 10%. Part of what this all acknowledges is that with Trump at 39%, it would be if the non-Trump or anti-Trump votes, if, for instance, Chris Christie through his support to Nikki Haley, and that would be and they don't even mention Mike Pence, who's also campaigning in New Hampshire. But we will see, because what this indicates is what a number of people have observed is that the fact is that is in order to have someone other than Trump as the Republican nominee, some of his rivals are going to have to cooperate and get together and unite. Otherwise, it'll just be Trump winning with numbers like this 39% or even less in the early states. Meanwhile, the Seattle City Council actually voted 6-3 to make drug possession and use a gross misdemeanor in public. Well, about time, right? Here's what the council chamber sounded like when that vote was passed. Clip 9.
6 in favor, 3 opposed.
Thank you. The council bill passes as amended. The chair will sign it. Madam, please affix my signature to the legislation on my behalf. Let's move on to agenda item number 2. Will you please read item number 2 into the record?
You have blood on your hands? Really? And then emotions ran high ahead of the vote. This man found his way into the chamber and rebuked the city council for the decay of the city. Listen, clip 11.
And you know it. You voted against me, and I lost out on millions of dollars. I started cannabis here in this city. Emerald City Connection was the first downtown Seattle dispensary, not John Kemp. And you voted against that. And you sit up here talking all this bull. Now, what about that? Now, that's real. That's real. I'm a pioneer in this. And she sit up here using a black face for this white agenda. Oprah's bill. Clean up this damn city. I've been here since 1978. Clean up Seattle. Stop all this bull. And clean it up.
There it is.
Clean up Seattle? Well, that's maybe not the same right way to make the message, but it seems to be a very important message. There is a climate anxiety that has young people doubting about the sense of having children. Who said that? Well, we'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation commission on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Michael Medved Show, Kamala Harris is actually performing a real public service recently. You know why? Because she keeps reminding people of how unthinkable she is as a vice president of the United States, let alone a potential president of the United States. I mean, more and more, there seems to be a growing consensus in the Democratic Party. They need to do something about getting her off the ticket if Biden is going to be competitive at all. Because, again, he's 80 years old. The prospect of something happening to him, and Nikki Haley has said it, that a vote for Biden this time is actually a vote for Harris to be president. And she keeps offering these statements that make it very strong reminders in terms of why she should never be anywhere near the power of the Oval Office. Here is Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, talking about climate anxiety and its impact. Listen.
Called climate anxiety. Right? Which is fear of the future and the unknown, of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children, whether it makes sense for you to think about aspiring to buy a home, because yep. What will this climate be? But because people voted, we have been able to put in place over $1 trillion mm-hmm. in investment in our country around things like climate resilience and adaptation. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is climate resilience and adaptation, and over $1 trillion, really? I mean, is that what we're talking? I mean, the idea that she is claiming that climate anxiety has people doubting, quote, the sense of having children? Really? Yeah, that in other words, it makes no sense to have children because the climate may be a degree hotter? Is that what we're... And then, you talk about the... We were talking with Ruben Navarrete about the very dramatic and rapid migration of literally millions of Hispanic voters to the Republican Party. You know, one of the reasons why is because of people like Kamala Harris. And here she is talking about the Hispanic community, and look how quickly she steps into a very shop-worn cliche about minority small business owners. Listen.
You know, when we think about minority small business owners, and let's be more specific about Latino small business owners, yes, it is restaurants, but it is so much more.
Excuse me?
Okay. Yes, it is restaurant. That's like speaking about small business owners in the Asian community and saying, yes, it's laundries. But it's, I mean, it's, come on, we've moved beyond that. And again, especially when you look at the numbers that show that small business owners have a, who are Latino, have a higher net worth than white people. So-called white people, white Anglos, as people say. And that's really beyond, quote, taco stands or ethnic restaurants. In any event, she'll be criticized for that, and it will be deserved. Speaking of criticized, there's this story I've just been eager to share because it's so bizarre and it's kind of fascinating. A bear sighting at Walt Disney World in Florida Monday caused the closure of numerous rides in portions of the park until it was captured by authorities. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said the black bear was reported to be in a tree at the Magic Kingdom Park in Walt Disney World. One of their theme parks they have at Walt Disney World is called Animal Kingdom. At least the bear could have gone there. Biologists and law enforcement officials captured the adult female bear. Temporarily closed portions of Magic Kingdom Park included Frontierland, Liberty Square, and Adventureland. Those areas were reopened later, a Disney spokesperson said. The bear will be relocated outside the park to an area in and around the Ocala National Forest. In the fall, adult bears apparently get hungry. They need to consume 20,000 calories a day. According to a warning the commission issued last week, any accessible food source, such as an unsecured garbage, pet food, or bird seed, can be enticing to a hungry bear preparing for the winter hibernation, potentially drawing them into conflict with people, said Mike Orlando, a Florida Wildlife Commission Bear Management Program Coordinator. And they have, in the Wall Street Journal, they have a very clever headline for this story of the bear that they recovered. Bear necessitates closure of Disney World rides. Get it? Bear necessities. There you go. Speaking of which, and I love this story. At 8 a.m. in the morning the other day in Santa Fe, New Mexico, of all places, right downtown, they arrested a moose. And it was a very large moose. It was a bull moose. This was a lady bear. This was a bull moose that was arrested in Santa Fe. And the part that I loved is they shot him with a, or her, him, he's a bull moose. No gender confusion here. They shot with a tranquilizer dart. He was 950 pounds. That's a big beast. Meanwhile, there is a big historical film with an Oscar-winning star. The star is Helen Mirren. The film is about somebody else who was a star in politics, at least in Israel. Her name was Golda Meir. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In October of 1973, Egypt and Syria launched a surprise attack against Israel, which was led at the time by Prime Minister Golda Meir, who's played expertly by Oscar winner Helen Mirren in the new film Golda, now playing in theaters.
Doubt number 7-1.
Secretary Kissinger is on the line.
The American people will pay a high price for supporting Israel.
If we have to, we will fight alone.
And Mirren is not alone in this taut piece of living history that includes a miscast cast Liev Schreiber as Dr. Henry Kissinger. One of the lessons here is how isolated major decision makers can be in the midst of raging battle. But that creates a two-dimensional claustrophobic feel that tells you very little about the fascinating main character other than her chain smoking and ongoing illness. It's rated PG-13 for references to bloody battles. 2.5 stars for the complex and occasionally riveting Golda. Okay, one of the things that they miss in Golda is what a fascinating background she had. She grew up mostly in Milwaukee, really. And she was quite an adventurous youth, which isn't touched on here. You meet Golda, she's already an old lady. Still an interesting film. Meanwhile, next time on the Medved Show, there is a piece in the Washington Post that says that liberals for far too long have left it up to conservatives to praise the benefits of marriage as an institution. And Meghan McArdle has the argument that, look, it is crucial for Americans of every progressive, centrist, or conservative to get together in support of marriage. And then there's another piece in the Washington Post that says children will benefit long term if we face the fact that married parents with a stable marriage are the ideal setting for raising those kids. Plus, an Alabama band director was tased after a football game. What did he do to deserve it? And we'll be speaking with our very own Jason Rance, talk show colleague, on his new book about the destruction of American cities. Through what mechanism? Through the mechanism of progressive ideology. And also speaking to the real-life model for the movie Million Miles Away, Jose Hernandez, astronaut, former farm worker. We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.